You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present for all folk and folk tales, Episode 3, The Dugganing.
This is Keeper number 99 reporting in, sirs. We're heading to... this is log number 52,009, by the way. Anyway, we're going to Florida to investigate some local disturbances related to lycanthropes. Those are werewolves. You probably know that. I'm here with Agent 01100001. He's been pretty great. Smart, cold, knows a lot. We've been assigned to bring along with us interns number 87, 88, and 86. Fresh batch, I think. I haven't spoken to him yet, so I don't know anything about him. I'll let you know more if they live. I'm sure you'll hear that in the logs and stuff.
Where'd you put my foot cream?
What am I, Mom? I don't know where you pack your stuff. And foot cream? Gross.
Doctor's orders. Don't judge me.
Doctor prescribed? Sounds like fungus.
Ha ha ha, you've got fungus.
No, I don't. Shut up.
Please do not open and close the doors of a moving vehicle. I am now enabling child lock.
Aw, now I can't roll down the window.
I don't think I'm equipped enough for this group.
Keeper 99, I require a pit stop. May we pull over?
Sure. Next place you see, pull us over. I'll be checking back in with you later, sirs. We've arrived in Bronson, Florida. Small town, I think. We're outside of the home of the Rushes. They called us. We're going to be interviewing them.
What was that? Hey, buddy, can you give us our ball back?
Sure.
Ow. You missed, but that's all right. Thanks anyway. All right, bros, let's get back to the game.
Something seems off about this group of basketball players, Keeper 99.
Right, because they're the weirdest thing here.
Can I ring the doorbell?
No, I want to ring the doorbell.
Hey, I asked first.
I asked better, and I am better, so that means I get to do it.
I think that the agent will be ringing the doorbell.
It is done, Keeper 99.
You take point, agent. You make better first impressions.
Understood, Keeper 99.
Well, hello. Who are you?
We are from the Official Oddity Problem Specialist. You called us 2 days ago. We have arrived to solve your issue. May we come inside to interview you and understand the problem you are having?
The official what? I didn't call anybody by that name.
Oh, my apologies. We are from the...
The Exterminators.
Oh, yes, wonderful, you're here. That explains why you all look so weird. Come on in, dearies.
Thank you, Mrs. Rush. Shall we remove our shoes, as it is customary, in a domicile of the elderly?
Agent, I think you've got some misinformation.
Is it? I have read several articles on this exact situation within the state of Florida.
Molly, who's here?
Oh, just the exterminators.
I didn't call an exterminator.
Oh, no, I called them. Those pesky wolf boys in the backyard have been at it again.
Wolf boys? Molly, I think we ought to see Dr. Stevens again.
Hush now, Doug. I'm going to talk with these nice young folks here. Would any of you like any herbal tea? I made it fresh from some algae nearby.
Thank you. However, I cannot process liquids such as that.
Oh, me.
Algae? Blah. That stuff grows on, like, water and rocks and my shoes and 88's feet.
Shut up, 87.
Kill me now.
You still have use, intern 86.
Can we, I'd like to start the interview, please. This is Keeper number 99, starting the interview with Mrs. Molly Rush. Agent 01100010, please begin.
Ma'am, my first question is this. Why did you call us.
These local boys have been egging our neighborhood and urinating in our bushes and digging up all of my hydrangeas. Not to mention, they're always very loud when playing on the basketball court.
Are you referring to those four individuals outside of your domicile?
Yes. Chad, Dylan, Henry, and Vincent. They used to be such nice young lads, but ever since Winston bit them, they have been such a nuisance.
Then why'd you call an exterminator? I think killing those guys would just be murder.
Thank you, Intern 86. That was my next question. Exterminators kill bugs and other pests. By calling one, you are implying that you wish those four to die.
It wouldn't be the worst thing, but I suppose they shouldn't die.
Maybe we could just talk with them?
An astute observation, Keeper 99. We shall go and talk with these young men. I feel great joy from this idea.
Do any of you want cookies before you go?
We do!
Alright, you two stay here with Mrs. Rush. The three of us will, go talk to the Wolf Boys. I think that means the interview's over.
Pass it over here, man! I'm open! Dylan doesn't even know how to guard!
Oh yeah? Then what do you call this? Oh, take that, Chad! Ow-woo!
Whoa, that was the most excellent of blocks, Dylan. Your playing has greatly improved.
I agree with that most accurate assessment. You have all grown most magnificently as a team this last semester. I think we could really have a shot at the finals.
Thanks, Cap!
Hey, check it out. Those weirdos entered our territory.
Greetings, young delinquents. I am Agent 01100000010. I am happy to make your acquaintance.
What's with the suits?
They are most excellent.
The suits allow us to...
We're exterminators.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Bugs are gross.
I agree that most people do indeed think that bugs are gross. However, we have been assigned to ask you young folk to stop your shenanigans and to behave respectfully of others' property. Mrs. Rush is very pleased that you all have been ruining her domicile.
Not pleased, Agent. She is upset.
Noted, Keeper 99. Wolf Boys, cease and desist.
Whoa, man. We haven't left this most excellent court in nearly 3 days. However, we have been most scrupulous in our training, unlike the dark figure we see outside of Russia's house at night.
Good. It would seem this mission was what is known as a misunderstanding. Shall I note this as a mission ripe with human flaws, as most are?
Hold on. What dark figure did you see?
Check this out, weirdly suited dude. At night, there's this dude who picks up flowers and drips all that swamp all over the place.
He's also dripping wet all the time. He threw me a stick one night, and it was all wet before I caught it. It was a good throw and a good stick.
Slobbery stick.
Yes, yes.
So, I guess you four just keep doing what you do, but, maybe a little quieter than you are normally?
Alrighty!
Most bodacious. I say, ow-woo.
Ow-woo!
It would seem we have a new target.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we should just... What was that?
It is coming from the domicile of Mrs. Rush.
Is it on? How do you tell if it's on?
If light's red, it's on.
But red is bad. Shouldn't it be green? What if red means low battery? Did you charge it?
Let's just assume it's on.
Okay, this is Intern 88.
And 87.
We were eating lots of cookies.
Lots.
And Mrs. Rush went to get us more. But while she was gone, we heard a big crash and she screamed. So we went downstairs and like their back door is broken and Molly said that Doug is gone.
Like completely. It's so crazy. I totally saw something in the woods. It might have been an alligator.
Alligator? Don't crocodiles live here?
Is there a difference?
What's going on here? What's happening?
So we were both really...
She was giving us cookies and you said the back door is gone. I'm totally certain I saw an alligator in the background. Even though he said
I've ever had. I don't understand.
I will translate. They say that while eating cookies, Doug has been kidnapped through that broken door. They believe they saw a crocodile or alligator in the trees. There is a swamp nearby, so an alligator could be possible.
Doug! Oh! Here, Doug!
Ma'am, are you okay?
My dog's been taken, like the others.
Others?
The Dugs. Oh, all of the Dugs in town have been kidnapped. It's so horrible.
Why did no one call us about this problem?
Exterminators?
No. You see, we are not exterminators. We hunt things like...
Bugs, insects, and pests. Agent, did you even read the rulebook? I hate it. I was forced to read it, but it feels like I know it better than you. Maybe I should be an agent.
You'll get your chance. Maybe.
Oh boy, maybe I'll be as good as you. I'm going back to the car. This is lame.
Wait, come back. Oh, okay, bye. Agent, any ideas?
We could set a trap. Those work approximately 55% of the time.
A trap? They seem to be hunting Dugs. Are there even any more Dugs left?
We could pretend to be Dugs!
I have Hello My Name Is t-shirts!
We could write Doug on it, and they'll think that we're Doug!
I don't think...
A brilliant idea. Human-proof, even. Keeper 99. I suggest this course of action. I am most fearful of the idea.
You might want to check on your emotions, Agent.
Loading dictionary. Correction. I am most excited of the idea. Keeper 99.
All right, let's go get a hotel room or something. Keeper 99 updating you on our situation, sirs. Agent 0110000010 and intern number 86 and 87 are here with us. We've put a wire on 88, and he's also in a Hello, My Name is Doug shirt. He's standing under a light near the hotel. We're watching him and waiting for any activity.
Sir, something happened. Intern 88 is no longer at their post.
What? Crap, they're gone. Was no one watching?
I was monitoring the computers.
I was listening to you.
I wasn't paying attention.
Does that mean I get to go now?
So, 87 is now in the shirt. We're watching them very closely.
Keeper, my right eye sees activity.
What is that thing?
A lagoon creature, it would seem. An amphibious humanoid that often feels very lonely. Or so I am told. I am never lonely.
So, what should we do?
I believe that is your job to decide.
Right, we should probably chase them.
They are getting significantly far away.
Let's go! We're in pursuit of the lagoon creature that's taken our interns. Two of our interns. Agent, is intern 86 following us?
No, Keeper. He has disobeyed orders and has stayed behind in our hotel room.
Oh, that's just dandy. Oh, my side hurts so bad.
Have you not been following the training regiment, Keeper 99?
Oh, yeah, sure, sometimes. Not really. I don't like running.
It would seem we are entering the swamp. Keeper, you have collapsed. I am picking you up. I would prefer you not drown. I would advise you to stay conscious. This is Agent 0110000010. Keeper 99 has fallen unconscious. I am the only agent left. There is a light ahead. I believe this is the location that the interns and the Dugs have been taken. I shall attempt awakening procedures.
What happened?
You are awake. I am most jubilated, Keeper. I have discovered their location. I was planning on commencing reconnaissance.
I'll go with you.
Understood, Keeper 99. Please stay behind me.
Sure, yeah.
I am registering music coming from the lagoon.
Does the water always look this black out here?
It is getting darker, Keeper 99. Everything becomes more black. I believe they are on the other side of the brush. The jovial nature of the music suggests a festive party. Perhaps they mean to devour the Dugs and worship to a pagan deity.
Sure. Maybe.
It is merely a thought.
Or they're just dancing with the Dugs.
They appear to be participating in a friendly cultural ritual of bending low whilst walking.
It's called limbo, Agent.
Lower that limbo pole, Dugs!
Lower! I am confused.
You said it, Agent. Hey, Doug Rush.
Oh, hey, it's the exterminators. How are y'all doing this fine evening?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, we were wondering,
What's going on?
Oh, well, we're partying.
Partying?
Yeah, the boys came and got us for the party. It's been pretty fun so far. A lot more fun than I've had back home with Molly in years. And you don't have to remember anyone's name. We're all Doug here, even those fishy guys.
The lagoon amphibians often exhibit signs of loneliness and despair.
They, seem pretty upbeat, or at least I think so.
Yes, it would appear that they have formed a colony of sorts. I have scanned no such instances in the lagoon amphibians' behaviors before. A colony such as this is a new happening.
Maybe they got tired of failing to kidnap humans.
Perhaps. Excuse me, lagoon amphibians. I have a question for you.
Who, me? Nice to meet you, fella. My name's Doug. Always nice to meet another Doug, Doug.
I am not a Doug.
What do you mean you are not Doug? We are all Doug here. We have only invited Dougs.
Invited? From what we've heard, you've been forcibly taking these people from their homes.
Yes, we have invited them to a better place. We are all Doug here. Why have you trespassed on our sacred place, divers?
We are not divers.
Oh, my apologies, weirdly dressed humans. But you stand before us in our moments of celebration. Our feast is about to begin shortly. The statue is to be unveiled.
If you would have us, I am very interested in your culture.
Fellow Dougs, shall we allow these two trespassers to join in our attendance?
Let the loneliness end.
Okay, now that I've got my crown on, take a seat, young trespassers. Doug, reveal to us our labor. Reveal the statue.
Wow.
Pardon my intrusion, crowned Doug, but why have you unveiled a statue of esteemed actor Doug Jones?
He is our spirit human. He has inspired us with his filmography to embrace human culture. We all aspire to be as good as he. We shall ensure every Doug is as good. All Dougs may grow.
And grow we shall.
Now, let us feast. Let us limbo. And let us enjoy a week of cinema.
Doug?
Yes?
The leader, Doug, with the crown.
I am not the leader. I merely was chosen by the straws to wear the crown this week.
Oh, well, can I please speak to all the human Dougs?
What do you want now?
You were all kidnapped. Are you really okay with staying?
Keeper, these civilians have witnessed too much of the supernatural world to leave here. We are advised to take the human Dougs and mind wipe them. They cannot be here.
These people seemed so lonely, so unhappy. But when they're here, they are happy. They have a colony here, a family, a new life. Maybe they should stay. It seems really nice here.
This is not advisable. Regulation number 4-5, paragraph 8-8 is very specific. We are...
our exterminators. Remember? I think these people could stay.
Intern 8-6, you are late. Lateness is punishable, but your sentiment is not lost on me. You wish me to lie on my report, just as you lied to the elderly couple.
Guys, we are being recorded. Lying means nothing. I'll put in a request with the sirs. We'll see what we can do. If the humans need to leave, Oops will send in a cleanup crew. If not, then this is a closed case. Now, we should probably find 88 and 87.
They are by the punch bowl.
That was my cup! You drank from my cup!
Nuh-uh, it says 88 on it. I drew it in Sharpie.
After I filled it up for me.
I thought maybe you were being nice for once. Just get another cup.
That's not the point! You're a thief!
Interns, now is not the time to argue over cups. Our mission is completed. The van awaits, as do your reprimands.
This is all your fault!
No, it's all your fault!
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
No, it isn't.
Let's go, guys. No, we gotta check out of the hotel. I really don't want to be charged for another night. This is Keeper 99 reporting in. The job, or the mission, was a success. Though it didn't, or it turned out to be the actual mission. Several lagoon amphibians have been kidnapping local humans, or Dougs, and making all of the messes. Mrs. Rush seems to be well aware of the wolf boys, so she, or we, may need to send a follow-up. We've tracked the amphibians to a nearby lagoon. They seem to have set up a sort of colony together. Something Agent 01100010 seemed to believe was new. They invited the Dugs to their party, and were calling themselves Doug as well. It seemed to be some sort of relation to the actor Doug Jones. These humans appeared to be happy with their new life as colonists. I'm putting in a request to allow these humans to remain in the colony as colonists, and part of this, Doug collective. They would need to be recategorized and added to our list of Dugs. In the end, the interns and agents survived. Interns number 87 and 88 are under official reprimand for their unprofessional nature, and I will be sending a full report on their behaviors after this. I hope to maybe see you all in the company picnic next month. Until then, have a good day, or night, or week, or something. Anyway, mission number 2445 complete. We are green to go. Closing look.
This has been The Dugganing. Performances by Michael Petit, Nolan Brubaker, Stephen Nernis, Isaac Lee, Olivia Sarver, Jordy Hake, Abby Hake, and Michael Jenkins. Oops. Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.